I found it.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to Unscripted Unlimited here on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. I mean, I am hosting the show today, right?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, I assume, because I thought that the conversation went on.
That's what I told you.
Yeah. All right. So, of course, I am your host, as
Probably.
We just found out.
Maybe.
Yeah. At least for the next 10 seconds. I am your host, Doug Hummer. Of course, joining me is my brother, Daniel.
How we doing?
Pretty good, bud. Eric is here.
What's up?
Nothing much.
How are you?
We are here. Huh?
How are you?
I said, how are you?
No. Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good. So we are here. It is an afternoon edition because we were ready to do a show. So we didn't want to wait till 7 o'clock. So, and we are here, we are going to preview, well, we're going to kind of give our final thoughts, because we weren't necessarily able to over the last few weeks, because, you know, Thanksgiving happened, and then, you know, you and I were out of town dealing with family business last weekend.
And
yeah. I don't even remember if we actually did a show the weekend before or not, because that was 3 weeks ago, and I can't remember shit.
Yeah.
Unless it has to do with wrestling or other useless nonsense. Well, we're going to kind of give our final thoughts on BB25, because I don't think we have yet, right?
No.
No, we did during the simulation, didn't we? That was after.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did?
Didn't we?
Okay.
I don't remember doing.
When the Big Brother drafts, was it the final three or was it over yet?
When we did the simulation, it was already over.
Yeah. We talked about it, didn't we?
I feel like we should have. So
who knows?
I'm
taking your word for
it. It blew. That's our opinions.
All right. So this show is going to be shorter. So we're going to talk about BB Reindeer Games, this new show that's going to debut on Monday. It's going to run 6 episodes because there's going to be 9 BB, and I'm using air quotes here, folks, so just picture it.
Legends.
BB, you know, legends. And a lot of former winners.
Yeah. And I think all of them are legendary in their own right. All 9 of these people left a bit of a mark on the game.
Yeah. And also even the 3 people that are Santa's little helpers.
Yes.
So, I mean, I really don't... To be honest with you, I would much rather one of Santa's little helpers replace one of the people playing. I would much rather see Derek X compete.
Yeah.
It'll
be fun seeing him try to host, though. He seems like charismatic enough.
He's charismatic enough. We damn sure know Tiffany's got a lot of charisma.
Yeah,
I cannot wait for her to...
Jordan seems like a weird play, but it'll still be fun. I don't mind.
To be honest with you, and here's my kind of hot take on it, I think they got Jordan hoping to get Jeff.
Maybe.
And
Jordan was extremely likable, and she's a past winner, so.
Yeah. But I was kind of thinking, because to me, Reindeer Games would almost be something that Jeff should compete in.
Yeah. He's getting old, too, though. He's like 50-something, right?
Yeah. Late 40s, maybe early 50s.
Yeah.
I mean, I know his hair's gray.
Gray as fuck.
But mine's gone as fuck. But...
That's a good point.
Yeah. Thank you. But, like, with this reindeer game... With reindeer games, and a lot of people are kind of shitting on it, especially after the cast list came out. But... And I kind of summed it up in the Big Brother group, and I said, look, I'm going to watch it. I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it. but I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Because it is a competition. It's competition-based. There's no social game.
Well, and we will give our last thoughts on BB25, too, if you want to do that. What I will say about Reindeer Games is I love how Big Brother is always kind of giving a fuck you to the fan base.
Yeah.
And it feels like everybody this year was rooting for an all-winter season or something. And everyone's complaining. Unless you're a casual fan, everybody's complaining about the competitions. And they just want more of a social game. And that's not why they watch the show and all this shit. So Big Brother's like, I got you, motherfuckers. We're going to have a show solely based on the competitions. Where it's all competitions. And it's going to be Christmas themed. And it's not going to be all winners.
I mean, it's mostly winners.
It's about half and half, the cast list. You got 9 of them. You got Cameron, Danielle Reyes, Brittany, never won.
And
Frankie Grande.
And Frankie Grande never won.
But then you got Josh, Nicole, who else?
Taylor, Xavier, and Cody.
They all won. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's about
it
5. Should have
been the other Frankie, not this Frankie.
Well, yeah, he's saying it should have been Frank Udy, right?
No way.
Yeah.
I'm fine with this, Frankie. I like the cast I really don't have an issue with, and we'll get into it. But first, let's settle our thoughts on BB25. Going into the final three, I think everybody in the world thought that Matt was going to win.
Yeah.
Especially when Jag wins the final HOH, cuts Bowie, which is so predictable. He even looks Matt in the eyes and said, you're going to beat me, brother. And then they go to the end. Jag makes probably the most arrogant Big Brother speech I've ever seen, which isn't really indicative of his game at all. Matt just kind of fumbled a little bit. He kind of had trouble, you know, articulating himself and answering the Q&A and stuff. And it went the way it went, and Jag won. I've been saying ever since that it's a huge robbery to me. I'm not trying to hate on Jag. I'm not trying to talk shit. I think if you find a way to win Big Brother, you probably deserve it. Just this year, I had trouble seeing it. I thought, like, all the moves that seemed – like, he won a lot of competitions. I'll give it to you. If it was the challenge or something, like, you're a competition beast. But also, like, you kind of got unfair advantage. You got saved from being evicted. I know that's an asterisk that everyone's going to use, but it is an asterisk. I know that it says something in your social game that Matt saved him, and then he got to the end with Matt. But – I don't know. To me, the game was it felt like it fell into his lap.
Yeah.
Most of it. And I'm not trying to say the production did anything for him. It's just the way the twist went. He always seemed to benefit. It seemed like the Corey move. He's not going to make that move until Blue wins the veto and it falls into his lap. So it's kind of hard for me to say he pulled the trigger. Matt, to me, played the game the best, and he influenced everybody, and he had the best social game. He took Sheree out. You know, he outplayed all these people, and with them thinking it was Jag's fault, to me, that should win you the game.
Right.
But
I 100% agree.
I 100% agree with that. I'm also going to say this. I think if it were a different jury, Matt would have won.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Corey and America are extremely stupid.
Yeah.
So they fucked each other's brains out in that house. Like, they should not have given the game. And, you know, I'm excusing Blue because Blue was a lot closer to Jag in the game. So I'll excuse Blue because, to be honest with you, the only reason why Blue came into the house was to get a bunch of cum facials.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure Jared gave them to her.
Well, I don't know about all that. I think she came in there for TikTok followers more than anything.
But she stuck around for the cum facials. But Corey and America, so I can kind of excuse, and I can excuse Bowie because Bowie gave Jag her word, I'm going to vote for you.
I know. That final three just made me want to puke.
Yeah. So I can excuse that. I can even excuse because Cam might respect the fact that the guy who he wanted out is responsible for him leaving.
Yeah, the fugitive.
So I can excuse that. I can't excuse that fucking Ferris Bueller wannabe and that woman who's got a country named after her. But unfortunately, she's also, you know, got the same last name as a comedian who I can't fucking stand. The comedian being George Lopez.
Oh, okay.
Okay? But, like, she is just... First, like, the fact that she is so stupid that it took her 7 times to pass the 5th grade. All right? And that fucking moron who they were out duped by Jag by accident because Jag wanted to keep them around. It took the fact that Madam TikTok won the veto. That's the only reason why they got booted from the house.
I agree.
But so, like, the fact that they went and they handed him that money when it's the fact that, like, they are just extremely fucking stupid. I swear to God, if they have kids together, those kids better come out wearing helmets because they're going to need them.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, this show is rated R. It's a comedy show.
Yeah.
I didn't mind America and Corey in the game. I thought they were fun. But
they were fun till they got the jury.
It was a bad decision in my eyes. But also it's their decision to make. It's not ours. But it would, to me, Matt clearly won that game. And if you're watching it from an outside perspective, it seems like Matt kind of played he ran circles around everybody, it felt like. I felt like he was clearly the best guy there at all times. And even if he didn't always win competitions, he only had to win 3, but he was a way better player than Jag ever could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, it doesn't feel right that Matt lost because Matt just seems like a social game wise, Matt, like if you're an avid fan of the social game and a strategy, like for someone like Corey that couldn't win competitions. So it seems weird that he put all his chips in the competition bin and it's like, all right, Jag won competitions. There you go. It, to me, it just doesn't make sense to whereas Matt literally played everybody and had everybody running for him at all times. Even had Sari thinking that she would take him to the final 2, maybe. I think he just did too much to lose that game. And that's just my opinion on it.
No, I agree with that.
Final speech, yeah, he kind of fumbled it. And Jag, but to me, Jag was just way too bad.
Jag was just like, I fucked you. And, well, you know, Blue responds well to getting fucked.
All right,
so,
dude.
Of course, that's why, she voted for him. But just Corey and America, like, they should have gone up to Jag and be like, all right, we voted for you. You didn't deserve it. Cut us some of that money. Because he should have. Because it's because of those two fucking idiots that he won. I don't think he deserved it. And it's got nothing to do with his. It's got to do with the fact that he got evicted.
Yeah.
He got evicted. Yeah. If you get evicted, even if you win a battle back, I mean, I don't care if you get like final 4, final 3, but you got evicted for a reason.
Yeah.
Did he re-up his game? He stuck his head up Matt's ass and said, let's go.
Yeah.
That's what got him to the final 3. And then Bowie Jane stuck her head up Jag's ass. They looked like a fucking human centipede. And the 3 of them got to the final 3. Anyway.
All right. You're not.
Yeah.
Quick final thought. I thought it was an all right season. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. If I had to give it a grade, I would give it a 6 out of 10. It could have been better. It was about all the twists and turns, and I just wanted a regular season of Big Brother, but we didn't get that. Oh, well. Hopefully next year they'll learn from it.
I give it a 5.8.
I give it a 6, too. We'll get a better season if they fire Alison Grodner.
To me, you finally had a really good cast. It's just the show got in its own way for once. It's not one of those seasons like a season 15 or a season 9 where you just have a bunch of unlikable assholes or you have a bad cast or people that don't know how to play the game. You had a pretty all right cast with a few people that could play the game, a few people that were just entertaining, and a few people that were messy. you had a good eclectic group of people. But the show and the twist and trying to stretch it 100 days and all these things and the 7-person jury, it just kind of got in its own way and made it to be a very mid-tier season.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have done without three. As much as I love three,
I have to disagree with everybody. I think she was one of the brightest spots. Her hating being there, to me, was one of the more entertaining parts of the show.
It was more entertaining her hating being there than when Cody in season 19 hated being there.
Yeah, and I didn't mind that either, but the whole storyline of her like being there and all her – like she was running the fucking game. All her allies got fucked over. They figured it out, and all her allies were gone, and she was stuck there, and she was pissed off about it. That was some of the funnest times.
Yeah. So, CBS, if you're listening to this, if you want Big Brother to succeed, Grodner got to go. Allison Grodner, if you're listening to this, Allison Grodner, if you're listening to this, bitch, you better quit. Like, you're not needed anymore because the show is sucking with you still in charge. Don't be like Vince McMahon and stay around too long. Get the hell out of there.
You're fired
make it
up
good.
Tonight, aren't you?
Yeah. Get the hell out of there. Make it good again. Your presence no longer needed.
You're fired up tonight, aren't you?
Yeah,
It's only 3:30.
Yeah. Maybe this means I'll go to bed early tonight.
Hopefully.
What?
All right, so that's season 25.
Yeah.
Reindeer Games. Let's go ahead and preview it.
Yeah. So, all right. The 9 cast members have been, or former house guests have been chosen. We'll start with the house guests first, and then we'll talk about Santa's helpers. The first house guest I want to talk about is a man who, he was America's favorite player in season 25. I think he got over hard by Jag and Bowie. And I guess you could say Matt, but it's Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron's a weird one. And
First one officially announced, by the way.
Well, and to me, a front runner to win this thing. Because this is something that feels like specifically made for Cameron, where it doesn't seem like social game might mean much at all. We don't know anything about how people get eliminated yet, right?
All we know is that there's – well, by the way, the first episode Monday was supposed to be from 8 to 10.
No, it's going 9-11.
9 to 11. And it's each episode is supposed to have like 3 like challenges and then end with the Santa showdown to see who's going to get eliminated.
Yeah.
And then on the final episode, the final 4 will go at it to see who wins the $100,000 prize. So we don't know like how like the elimination is going to go. I'm assuming that the 3 winners from the 3 competitions are going to face off at the end.
Yes.
Or something like that, or some kind of
thing. Every day?
Huh?
So we don't know
every day?
If they lose the competition, they're done.
Oh, okay.
If they lose Santa Showdown, I believe they're going to be gone.
So this doesn't seem to have social game much at all. This seems kind of built for Cameron, who's known to have a pretty shit social game but be really good at competitions. This is a guy with 3 HOH wins and 2 veto wins. And he basically won out when he wasn't nominated. But every other week that he didn't win, he was nominated. This is a show that seems built for him. So if he can win these competitions and bust ass, and no matter what the – we don't know. We're going in this fresh. We don't really know what this is about. But he could have a lot of success. I can see Cameron – if we're given probability odds on the win, I'm going to have to give him like a
90%. 90%? I mean –
he's a front runner. Him and like a Josh, and we'll get to Josh, but like that, like someone
him,
like that.
Him, Josh, and Caladufus.
Cody.
Yeah, of course, Cody. But like Eric was talking about, like Frank. This is basically a modern day Frank.
Yeah.
A dude that won all the time, and when he didn't win, he was on the block. So.
Yeah, but I'm sure that Cameron's dad also didn't go around and stab people with scissors in his day job.
Yeah, who knows? But I think Cameron could do very well in this thing. I like his odds, and he just got 50,000 with America's Favorite. So if he can get 100 now, he's going to start having a little bit of a career there. And I can see people like going against him again. Who knows? This is going to be fun. I like Cameron.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the one, all right, so there were three, or actually, you know what, I'll say there was about four of these cast announcements that kind of excited me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Him being one.
Yeah.
And then, even though, like, we kind of knew just because of the fact that they did the skit at the end.
Yes.
I'm happy that Danielle and Brittany get to play.
Of course.
I mean, I'm kind of so-so on that Botox buffoon that that was with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also happy about the fact that Taylor gets to play.
100%.
So, like, I'm excited about those four. And, again, we'll, like, analyze it. But Cam is just, like, because I feel like Cam was kind of just shunned in the big – and a lot of that was his doing. All right.
Yeah, but if he doesn't have to worry about rubbing people the wrong way or pissing people off, if he can just let his competition skills speak for him, and that's what it seems like this show is about, I think he's going to have a lot of success. It's going to be hard for – like, I feel bad if it's – the way I think it's going to be and it's just competitions decide your fate, I feel bad for, like, the Britneys. And no offense, that's trying to – call them old or anything. Yeah. I'm sure they're young, spry. They could still kick some ass. But, like, Josh is on the fucking challenge, you know? Like, Cameron's, like, still a pretty, like, you know, physically apt guy.
Yeah, but Cam and Brittany are also the same age, right?
Is Brittany 36?
She's 35 or 36.
But she's a mother. She had kids.
Yeah.
You know, she was never a comp beast, let's be honest.
Yeah, especially when it came to hot dogs.
So I kind of feel for them if it's going to be physical. If it's more mental and trivia shit, who knows? But we don't know. But for what Cam's been able to do, I like his chances in this thing.
Yeah. And remember, it's going to be, you know, Christmas-themed games and all that, but it's going to be nothing like the Big Brother games that we've seen in the past.
How do we know?
Because I think they said that.
Okay. Well, then we'll see.
I'm assuming. I thought that's what I read. But, no, I mean, I do agree with you. I think Cam is kind of a front runner.
Yeah.
But, like, as far as the other – well, and we'll get to them in a minute. Actually, let's get to one of them now.
Who?
Danielle. She's got to be the oldest of the bunch, right?
I think so.
Danielle Reyes, Eric, we'll start with you. What do you think, knowing what you kind of know about the show, which knowing your, you know, how much research you do probably isn't much, what do you think Danielle's chances on the Reindeer Games are?
I'll give her a fairly decent chance, 33%. If there's some puzzles, I think she could do well in that. I just think she's a smart woman. But physical types, I don't know. I'll give her 33%.
Here's the thing. You remember, if you go back to season 7 All-Star, she hung on that web when she won that HOH. That web is one of the fucking, to me, that's the hardest looking competition, is hanging on that motherfucker. And she had the balls to hang up because she wanted to take Janelle out. Obviously, you know, she didn't end up winning that fucking war, but she won an HOH and a veto in both of her seasons. She's got four competitions in two seasons, which isn't bad. She has proved to be, you know, physically apt and well, and I don't know. This could be very different, and I think Danielle wants to win. You know how hungry she is. She, no matter what she does, it's going to be 110%. She's one of those that, like, she's one of the most savage players in history. Like just being known for the whole diary room shit and pissing people off, like, that's not, it doesn't really go to define her legacy the way it should. Because she was probably one of the better strategists in Big Brother history and lining people up when they're going to get them home, when you're going to put them up, how you're going to make the moves. Jason was not the brains behind that. It was her. And even her with the Legion of Doom with Will and Boogie, they ended up getting her, but like, and James. To me, that's like four of the best ever in one alliance, you know?
Yeah.
I think Danielle could really do something. And I think this means something. To me, like, her and Brittany have no reason to come back unless they're really intrigued, unless something seems exciting about this for them. So something must really excite her into doing this. Because I could see her coming back for us like All-Stars again. But for something like this, it's got to be interesting.
Yeah, and I think, see, I actually think that the producers kind of knew at the beginning of season 25 that they were going to do something like this.
Yeah.
Which is why they had Frankie and Brittany and Danielle do that skit.
Yeah.
Where they activated the time laser or whatever the hell. And then they're just like, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, you guys, you know, because we have time, we're going to do a kind of like a winner, like, competition thing. So we're going to get you guys, like, you're going to compete in something for us.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure they knew.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, and with Danielle, it's, you know, she was in the earliest of all the seasons of the people that are going to be on. So she's the most, like the most veteran player.
Yes.
Even though, you know, Nicole Franzil has been on the show 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
But Danielle is the real veteran.
She is.
Yeah.
So I think,
well, she played against the best people out of all these people.
Yeah.
She's played against the Doctor. She's played against Boogie. She's played against James. She's played against the great competition beast in Janelle.
Right.
She's played against, or with Jason. She's played against some killers and with some killers. And she knows her way around the block for sure.
Exactly. And how long is this going?
It's six episodes. So 2 weeks. 3 episodes 1 week, 3 episodes the next.
The Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, both weeks.
Now, are they going to be in the house or no?
They're not living in the house.
Okay.
So I think the games are going to be like in the Big Brother house or in the backyard or whatever. But from what I heard, they're being sequestered in a hotel.
Gotcha.
So, no, they are not living in the house. So, and there's going to be no live feeds, obviously.
Yeah, it'd be weird if you had live feeds in their hotel rooms.
Yeah. sounds probably how Blue makes her money.
All right,
can you drive?
Stop it. I'm going to punch you in the balls.
Are you driving? You're
going to get us pulled. Get the fuck out.
Or just free paint.
What, Eric?
Are these live? Or is it going to be like pre-live?
That I do not know. I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
Be the fucking dick.
I would think it's pre-live, just in case they have to, if something happens.
Right. All right, so the next person we're gonna preview. Xavier.
Okay.
The season 23 winner. The lawyer who cannot use his lawyer skills to get him a win here. He's got to compete.
Yep.
This man has 3 HOH wins and 3 veto wins. 6 comps in 1 season.
Yeah, and he was the most deserving person in the final 3, at least, of his season to get there. You know, some people might say, oh, you know, Kylan did the most work, so he deserved. But also, you know, Kylan, you know, rubbed a lot of people in the jury the wrong way. Xavier,
he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah. He rubbed a lot of viewers. I mean, well, he rubbed me the wrong way, too. That's why I'd never hire him as a masseuse.
You hated me?
Oh, Kylan? Yeah, I could not stand Kylan. I'm not a big fan of Xavier either, but he at least earned the money.
Yeah.
He did all right in the challenge, so I think he'll do all right in here.
Yeah, and he's an athletic guy, which, like, we can't keep assuming athletic. I don't know. But he's athletic. He's smart. He's charming. You know, whatever the task ahead of him, I think he's got a good shot of winning.
Yeah, and even in the challenge, too, like, you have to be nominated. In the challenge, you had to be nominated to participate in that final challenge to get yourself eliminated, right?
Yeah.
And here, like, I don't think it's nominations to compete. I think it's, you know, whoever doesn't do well in these challenges, that's who has to be in the Santa Showdown.
Right.
Cocaine took over?
No.
So, like, because even in the challenge, he got screwed by Alyssa because Alyssa has been plotting the revenge to, you know, to get rid of him.
Yeah, and but that's what you get.
Yeah. And he was all, he got so upset about that. He's like, I don't like Kylan anymore. I don't like Alyssa anymore. It's like, dumbass, did you not watch the promo for the show? Like, Alyssa and Derek X did a promo at the beginning of the show saying, we are here to make sure the cookout does not win the challenge. So, like, they had said, now, again, that might have been, I'm sure that was something CBS told them to say in the promo.
Yeah.
But, you know, for Alyssa, I mean, well, first of all, it should have been more for Derek X than anybody because he got screwed.
Yeah, he really got screwed.
But, like, for Alyssa, you know, because them Latinos, they, you know, when they get shafted, you know, their blood boils and they have their eyes out looking for revenge.
Right.
All right, and that's any Latino. When you... When you fuck them over, they steal the tires off your car.
Jesus.
Or at least Eddie Guerrero did. But,
Eddie Guerrero did do that. He did.
Yeah. So anyway, so Xavier getting upset, you know, at that particular time and saying, oh, Alyssa did me dirty and all that. It's like, she did that because, you know, again, it was part of the game. So, like, if he can kind of, like, what I'm most interested in is how some of these people will react to being eliminated from this competition. Because some of them, to me, seem like they could be sore losers.
This is going to be, yeah, Cody, Nicole.
Nicole, Xavier, Meatball. You know, well, first of all, I think that please do not give him pots and pans during the competition. So, there's a few of them that I'm sure will be, you know, sore losers and like those people are going to be, oh, we got screwed. It wasn't a good competition for us. It's like, or you're just not a good competitor. I think Xavier is a good competitor and he does stand a good shot.
He's my dark horse to win.
Huh?
He's my dark horse to win.
Yeah.
Xavier.
He does stand a really good shot in this because, you know, big built guy, muscles, you know, looks good with his shirt off. You know, he's well built, so therefore he can, I think, you know, he could go far in this. Will he win it? No, he's not my pick to win, but
he could definitely go far. I like his chances.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Who now?
All right, we did three. Fourth one. The Baron of Botox, Frankie Grande.
Frankie might have the most success. You know, this is a former comp beast, Bubba.
Yeah, didn't he win a competition by himself because Beast Mode Stalk Boy was trying to
Yep, he did.
He tried to throw the competition so then he could go into Amber's room and throw himself at her.
Yeah. Five HOH and three vetoes. One battle of the block.
I'm surprised the Ember's not in here.
Nine competitions in a whole.
Nine competition wins. That's impressive.
And he did win $20,000 for something.
Yeah, because he was part of the Team America, right?
Yep. So everyone.
Okay, did he win America's Favorite?
Huh? No, he didn't win America's Favorite. Sure. Donnie won.
Donnie won, yeah.
Yeah.
Frankie's going to be a fun one. He's going to bring the entertainment value. You know, a lot of these guys, no offense to your Cody's or your Xavier's, but a little fucking bland. I'm excited to see Josh and this guy. Who are we talking about again? Josh and Frankie. They bring the entertainment. You know, you got everybody there for their certain – you know, obviously Xavier and Cody are there to be focused on the game. And you got Cameron there to be like kind of – there to take it seriously and kill it. You got Brittany there for comic relief. But whatever the diary room's called there, if it's the frozen room, whatever the fuck.
I was just going to say, they need to have some kind of, like, diary room.
You
got to
put her in a room and let her bitch about everything. Because if not, why is she even there? That is the greatest diary room presenter, whatever. You know, just the greatest comic relief that this show has ever had. And she is fucking hilarious. If you let her riff on Josh, on all these fucking wild personalities, Frankie, fucking all of them, you just let her talk about them, it's going to be gold. So that's what she's got to be there for. Josh is there to, like, cause chaos. So is Frankie. He's there to be entertaining. Taylor's there to be a sweetheart and to be America's favorite.
Taylor,
like she always
is there for the beauty.
The beauty, but also the personality. She's seems like the best person ever.
Yeah, because Taylor, hands down, of this whole cast, is the most beautiful person they casted.
I'm a Britney guy. I know she's getting old, but still.
I mean, in my opinion.
Look at you. You're like 50.
Yes.
And you look about 92.
I have to agree. Taylor.
But, like, but with Frankie, and the funny thing is that Frankie is entering, you know, this game with, you know, two people he's played with before.
Yes.
And, you know, like I said, he did win. And a lot of people do think that when he got evicted in season 16, he got screwed.
Yeah, because of the reset button shit.
Yeah.
So he's kind of one of those guys that could, because he won that HOH. He should have been guaranteed Final Four.
Yeah.
He got screwed a little bit, so. I agree. I think Frankie is a wild card in this, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun watching him. You might think he's annoying. You might think he's entertaining, but he's going to be good TV.
He's going to be great TV. I like him and Josh kind of going at it. Like, I want to see them go head-to-head in the competition. So, I kind of hope Stand the Showdown, one of the episodes, comes down to the two of them, because they will annoy the shit out of each other.
I mean, I know a lot of the last few announcements, people were probably a little bummed. But to me, I think this cast as a whole is going to be pretty good. And you got some good names in there. You got, I think it's going to be a fun show. It might not be the best. It's going to be better than people think. I think you could have gone very differently, but for the names you got, I think it's all right. I think maybe not some of my
I would have loved to see Paul and his brother go head to head.
But you have nine people that mean something to Big Brother history. Yeah. I don't care what anybody says. They're all either former winners or they've made an impact on the game. Look at you have Sequester because of Danielle. You have the best diary room in Brittany. You had Pure Entertainment and Frankie. Keep going. Say no more. Whoever else didn't win was cool too.
Yeah. And also, too, like, I would have loved to have seen Vanessa. I would have loved to have seen, because he got screwed so many times, Paul Abrahamian.
Yes.
I think, you know, another person who I would have loved to have seen in there just because, you know, for comedy.
Yeah.
You know, from BB21, I would have loved to have seen Tommy.
Tommy would have been fun. Vanessa's an interesting one. She would be good because she's one that didn't get any money off the show for being as good as she was because she got evicted third, or she was third place.
Yeah, and she was not in the run for America's Favorite House yet.
So she never got any cash, so it would have been nice to see her kind of get a chance at 100 thou here because everybody else has won something.
Yeah.
Frankie's the lowest with America, with Team America getting 20 grand, but everyone here has gotten a little dough.
Yeah, so... I mean, yeah, so there are certain ones. So, like, if they do kind of make this a tradition or do something like this, I do want that, you know, hopefully, like, there's other house guests that do kind of deserve a shot.
Yeah, but we'll see.
I mean, I do think that people are going to shit on it, but I don't think it's going to be that bad.
I don't think it's going to get a second season, though. I think this is clearly to fill the writer strike shit. Now that that's kind of done. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, but then, you know, put it in February when you would normally air a celebrity.
Well, you can't call it Reindeer Games then.
Well, call it BB, like, Valentine Games or something.
Call it Winter Games. BB Winter Games.
All right. There you go.
That's still dumb.
But Paramount. Paramount only. Oh.
All right. Anyway, next up, Brittany.
One of my favorite players of all time. I think her, like I said, I said my piece on her earlier. I think she's going to be entertaining, and I think that's what she's there to do. I don't think she's going to win, and she's not my pick to win, but I do, if she won, I'd be fucking happy. I want to see her win. I want to see her, you know, do good. Brittany's like my favorite. She's hilarious, and like I said, just get her in a room and let her talk about what's going on. I think if she's there, she needs to be doing that. You need to let her kind of be the host, you know, not the host, but like narrate, be the narrator, be the commentator. You know, when shit happens, when shit goes down, whatever that shit is, you let Brittany talk about it. Cause I think she's the best at that. As far as like winning, who knows what she's going to be able to do. But I think this was good casting by CBS to like do something with it. And because she's a mom, so she can't do anything that's like 90 days or something like that. I think she likes doing this type of stuff, and she's a real Big Brother fan. So I think like the idea of something like this is cool to her, and it's going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be fun to watch because, again, like if she gets in, if they do like a diary room or whatever, I could see her cracking on Josh or Frankie or, you know, calling Nicole the most annoying person on the planet. I'm happy that she's back. I thought she was, again, she is the greatest diary room person ever.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. And in season 12, you got 4 comp wins out of her. So 3 vetoes and 1 HOH. So she has won. She didn't win Jack in 14, but.
Yeah,
I hope it's not all
physical
games. I hope there's some puzzles.
Me too. I think she'll be good at that.
Yeah.
Hopefully. All right, next up, the meatball. Josh. The man who stole Paul Abrahanian's $500,000.
He hasn't been back since he won. He's been on the challenge. He's been fairly decent on the challenge. I think this last season, it was his best season he's done. Closest he's probably gotten to the finals. So I think he'll do all right. I think he'll do okay. I'll give him a 40% chance.
He's interesting to me because he was very annoying on the show or on his season, but so I could see him annoying people here. I mean, him and Frankie will have a competition for the most annoying house. Well, him, Frankie, and Nicole will have a competition for the most annoying house guests.
Yeah. And it's funny, him and Nicole both people.
Yeah.
I liked Josh, and I liked watching him win Big Brother, and he was good at the competitions. He kind of killed it at comps. And look at him on the challenge. I think he's another one that, with Cameron, are the clear front runner. Him, Cameron, and Cody are the clear front runners of the game. You have three HOHs and one veto. So he definitely could take care of himself. He's a good competitor. He can get in the minds of other people and distract them and piss people off. So who knows? I think Josh there is pure entertainment, and I'm fine with Josh being on the show. I think he's got pretty high odds to win it. Pretty high odds.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree with that. We'll go right into it. The most annoying bitch on the planet, Nicole.
Okay. She gets a lot of hate, and I kind of feel bad for her because when you take it, maybe you like her, you don't like her, whatever. If you look at her gameplay, Nicole is a very good Big Brother player. You might not like the way she plays. You might not like the hiding behind big, strong dudes and then letting them take the hit.
It is smart.
It's smart. The way she hid behind Paulie and Corey in season 18, right?
Yeah.
That was like, it was perfect strategy. And then at the end, even though like she like clearly could have won the game, you know, they take Corey out instead of her. And like Paul like chooses her instead of James when he probably could have beat James. And then she fucking goes on to fucking hogwash him. Even though she only beat him by a vote, but she.
Which I still contend the jury gave her the money just to piss off Big Meech.
Yeah, but she played the game pretty good, and then third place her third time playing.
Yeah.
And if Cody didn't, you know, and that's the fun part of this is her and Cody have beef going to the show, so it's going to be fun seeing them play together. Because I don't think they like each other anymore. They don't speak to each other after he said see ya, but.
Which is weird to me that they picked her, because according to Janelle, they picked her over Rachel Riley.
Yeah, they ghosted Rachel Riley.
But go ahead and finish your point. I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay. I forgot it.
Oh.
But she was great. She's a good Big Brother player. Even in season 16, she was like the first person besides Donnie to kind of get on to Derek and his plans. And see that Derek was like this really good Big Brother player. And then when she saw that, Derek's like, see ya.
Well, because they got rid of her, but then she won the battle back to get in.
Yeah.
And then Derek wanted to get rid of her right away, but then Frankie threw a bitch fit and said, no, I want Donnie gone.
Yeah.
Even though Derek's just like, no, dude, she's coming on to me. She's got to go.
Yeah.
I don't care. Donnie's going to go. Even though it was Cody's HOH, and Cody should have just told both of them the fuck off.
Yeah.
But
she's a smart, good player. And she's not a bad competitor either. I'd have to find her stats. But
No, you're good.
She's a former winner, for God's sakes.
Yeah. So I don't have an issue with her. I don't have an issue with her playing. I mean, and it's funny, somebody said that she had retired from reality television, but now she's back. So
in 16, she won three HOHs.
In 16?
Yeah.
Oh, because they were all Battle of the Blocks, right?
Two of them were Battle of the Blocks. Week six, she stayed. Because she did it week 3, 6, and 7.
Okay.
She got dethroned weeks 3 and 7. No veto wins. She won the Battle of the Block twice. In Big Brother 18, she had 2 HOH wins and 2 vetoes. In 22, she had 1 HOH win and 1 veto.
All right, so she can do good at competitions.
Yeah, she's not a bad competitor. She's a good player. She's a hungry person that wants to win. She gets a lot of shit, but she's got the balls. She's got the stones, and she's going to try her best to win this motherfucking game.
And that's the thing, is that, like, you know, we're looking at everybody's competition record, because this is all about competition. CBS was not going to go and get people that sucked at competitions to be on a competition-based game.
No.
Now, again, a lot of people will be like, well, you know, look at all the stupid shit they did during this season. of course you would expect them to fuck up. But I think it's – because I don't even think that the, like, same producers that do Big Brother really – because I think this is being produced by new people.
Really?
I think so.
You don't know. You don't have a fucking clue.
That's why I said think. So maybe they're just like, you know, we got to get people that are good at competitions. Because you're not going to go and get Cliff and Sari and Felicia and fucking that Kevin from season 19. And you're not going to get Jerry from season 10, you know, to come in on his walker and in his colostomy bag. You're not going to get all the old people to participate in the competition show.
You're not?
I mean, it would be stupid.
I agree.
So, like, you had to get people that were good, you know, at competitions. And she happens to be one of them. All right, moving on to the next one. Califuri.
Yes. Definitely, especially competition, whatever the fuck. Cody is a front runner to win this. And I've said that about the three.
Yep.
And out of all those three, I've said he's still there. None of them are my picks. I'm picking Taylor to win this fucking thing. But Cody, in 16, he's got three HOHs and three vetoes. No battle of the block wins. In 22, he's got four HOH and four vetoes. The man is a comp beast. He's also, whatever, if there is any social element, he's always had a good social game. He's been a charming dude. The only time he really sucks strategy-wise is in Traitors.
Yeah.
He's in a different show. He was really bad at that. But Big Brother, he seems to have it on lock. So if it's anything like Big Brother, I think Cody's going to do great. And even if it's just competitions, I think Cody's going to do great. This is another thing that seems like Cody could do really well at it, so... I like Cody's chances. The odds are in his favor. I give him like 90% chance to.
Yeah, he.
I'm surprised Cody hasn't been challenged yet.
He probably hasn't wanted to. I mean, and here's
probably
the thing:
not.
It's a $100 prize. He's getting married, so obviously, you know, this to him is it's $100,000 that are going to go towards his wedding.
Yeah.
All right. So. Like, I'm sure they also picked him, too, so he can plug the fucking thing on his podcast, you know, with Deputy Droopy Dog. But,
the winner circle.
Yeah, the doofus circle. I just hope to God that that idiot has nothing to do with this. Because somebody made the joke that, oh, he's going to MC the competition. I hope he fucking doesn't. I'd rather see Dave Vaughn as the MC than see that asshole in another Big Brother thing again.
I agree with that.
Like, that's fucking moron.
I'm surprised he's not playing. Because this seems kind of built for him, too.
He probably realized he would have to do work actually competing in the competitions to win, so he's like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Lazy bastard. Yeah, by the way, I'm not a fan of his. All right. Last up, the last person we have to talk about.
Taylor.
The beauty queen. Taylor.
She's a pageant queen. And she, I think she only has two HOHs, right? Or was it three? I think it's two.
I believe it's two, yeah.
And no vetoes. I like Taylor a lot. She's my pick to win this thing. I think athletically she's good. Let's not forget this is the lady that hung up on the wall. She's a wall winner. So I think she's resilient. I think mentally she's good. She, whatever strategy needed. I mean, I think she could go far. She is my pick to win. I think that she could win this game. I think, and obviously, I think she's like a lot of people's favorite Big Brother player in the last like 5 years. At least one of the most likable ones. So
she's one of the most likable ones. Uh, the thing is that she does get some hate, I think, online, but that's usually from the people that could not get a date, even that could not get a date unless they paid $500.
Yeah.
And even then, they'd probably get their money back.
Yeah.
Once people took a look at them.
Yeah.
So, but because it's all jealousy, because people are jealous of the fact, you know, Taylor is one of those people. She's so pretty, she's so beautiful, and she's got such a nice personality that people just get jealous of her.
Yep.
for no good reason, except for their ugliest sin. So, like, she doesn't deserve a lot of the hate that she gets from people online. But you're right, she is one of the most likable people. She's definitely a lot more likable than fucking, than Josh. She's a lot more likable than Xavier.
Her and possibly you could put like a Brittany in there. She's the most likable on this whole class.
Yeah.
On this whole cast. Taylor's story was magnificent, and it was probably the best Big Brother season in the last 5-6 years. So I'm excited to see her on this. To me, it's like money-wise, it's like, how much more cash do you want, lady? You're the highest-earning Big Brother winner of all fucking time.
And by the way, you work for Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, you're set. But, you know, go out there, get a bag, get another $100, and fucking get your name out there more. I think she's just, you can tell that people want to put her in everything. You know, if she's called Amazing Race, like, I'll do it, Survivor, anything, I think they would take her. Taylor is good TV. She's fun. She's a team player. You know, she can make a show good, and I think, you know, she's well spoken. One of the best Big Brother Final Two speeches. Oh, if only Matt could have fucking got with her, for the love of God. I really enjoy Taylor, and I think she's going to do well on this. She's my pick to win. Who's your pick to win?
Cam.
Who's your pick to win, Eric? Let's put our fucking things on the
show. I said Xavier's my dark horse, so I'll go with Josh.
Josh? So Josh, Cam, and Taylor. That is our picks. All right, you finish the show. I'm done.
All right. So that's the pick for Reindeer Games. That's our preview for it. Make sure, Jesus Christ, get your penis off my head.
It's such a good spot.
So that's Reindeer Games. Make sure you catch it this Monday night. It starts 2-hour premiere on CBS. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to see like what role Santa's Little Helpers will play in it.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to. I hope to God they put Tiffany in the diary room too, or whatever, because I would love to hear her opinions of Josh.
Her, Derek, and I know we said we talk about them. There's not really much more to talk about. Her, Derek, and Jordan are hosting the show, and I think they'll do fine.
Yeah, I think they'll do fine. I think Tiffany is probably the best host of the three.
Yes.
I do think, I think Derek X should be competing.
Yeah.
Jordan, I think, is just there because her husband might have said no.
And it's like, let's put another winner on here. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know.
So
and she's like charismatic enough. Let's not forget when Jordan was on the show, she was extremely likable. And as far as like Big Brother history and
she almost knocked Russell out, by the way.
Exactly. That was fun. And you're looking at a like Final Four in first place. That's a good resume.
Yeah.
No, Final Four, good resume.
Exactly. And so I agree with her kind of being, I do agree with her being part of the show. Again, I just think that maybe, you know, it was designed for Jeff.
It might have been, yes. I think Jeff was always the better part of the pair. But she was likable and, you know.
She was more likable in 13 than he was, especially when he made those remarks that should not be repeated.
No. But, you know, shit happens, and I just don't think, I don't mind it. I didn't fucking jump up and, like, start clapping when she was announced, but I wasn't, like, pissed. So, let's get out of here, fellas.
All right. All right, so make sure you listen to all of our other stuff. Daniel and Mindy will be doing the Stabcast tomorrow.
We're going to be talking about the Babadook.
The Babadook.
Yeah. Nice. Babadook.
Is it just two guys glued together named Bob and Duke?
No.
All right. So I've never seen it.
What's the movie you're talking about?
It's a movie that... I don't know.
It's a great ending. All right. We'll see everybody next
week. Yeah, Eric and Klamath obviously will be doing a sad cast next week. Or not the same. NFL hard hit.
Doug's broken.
Yeah.
Probably Wednesday, Doug. Hopefully. Because I'm working Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Dan, go get my batteries. I need a recharge. Right in the bum.
It was fun, guys. Love you guys. Yeah.